Blog Talk Radio.
God is good, and all the time. God is good, and all the time. God is good, all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good,
yes, he is,
all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good,
yes, he is,
God is good, all the time.
Here we go.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good all the time.
Through the darkest night, his light will shine.
God is good.
Yes.
God is good all the time.
That's right. Let's...
If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear, he will guide you, he will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you or forsake you, and his word is true.
God is good all the time.
Yeah.
And all the time. God is good. 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 All the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good. All the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good. All the time.
Here we go.
God is good. All the time. Light will shine. God is good.
Yes.
God is good all the time.
That's right.
If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear. He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you or forsake you, and His word is true.
God is good all the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good all the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good. God is good all the time.
Yes, He is.
We were sinners and so unworthy, still for us He chose to die. He filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercy.
Yeah.
good, and all the time. God is good, and all the time.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit, and good morning, Ted Lyon. Father God, we truly, truly honor you, bless you, and thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your goodness towards us who believe. We bind, according to 1 John 3 and 8, the works of the devil this morning in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I'm not going to, you know, God is just good. That's all I can say. And he's so good. I don't believe, Reggie, if you don't mind, text me and tell me you did not send out anything this morning that I gave you at 4:30 to send out. Would you please text me and let me know you did not send it out yet? Brothers and sisters, I've been up a long time, and I've been praying for a couple days. I've been especially, oh, great, thank you. I'm glad. See, when God gives me things, I get so excited about it. But it is very important this year that I do not get ahead of God. Even when he gives me something, I gotta wait and get it in its completion. But if you read or got that notice from the Ted Lyon from Blog Talk, I put in there because God told me, and he did it in a really good way, that the anointing for wealth transference is here right now. And for you to get ready for this wealth transference that God is bringing forth. Now, you know I put that section in those binders, but I never did finish just yet what God, how God wanted me to explain, like, supernatural money. I didn't have it, so I was waiting, but waiting was putting the binders together anyway. But I'm going to either on my other line, just like I'm going to do a thing on cancer on my other line, because God has kind of linked the Ted Lyon up supernaturally with Paraguay. Now, I had heard of Uruguay. I didn't know anything about Paraguay until God used one lady with cancer, supposed to be dead in about 16 more days, I guess. She's supposed to be dead because that's about the length of time they gave her when she first went on the Ted Lyon and saw that God had healed Jessica Garcia. And her analogy was, her thought was, well, wait a minute. If God healed a lady named Jessica Garcia, who got to be Spanish like me, this, I'm telling you what she told me, then he could heal me. And so she contacted me. And another person went on the Ted Lyon and saw Mia Robinson, and she came all the way over from the UK to the healing home to be healed. Now, understand something. Both of these ladies, as far as the devil was concerned, he had them. They were going to die. And him and his hosts had done a good job. But God said, no, say no. And when Jesus say yes, no devil can say no. So what's been on my mind is because both of them had cancer origins from witchcraft or through witchcraft or by witchcraft. So I'm just one of these kind of bulldog people that I just believe God in whatever it takes, meaning however much prayer, however much time, that's what we're going to do. Because I love, get pleasure out of, and live to see God manifest his glory. So what happened in Paraguay, what's happening right now, and they're listening to me right now, as a matter of fact, what started out person, so now I got almost 100 people convening in this one ministry house and building on the tan line every day. So I have all the equipment. It was in the plan. Set up the live stream anyway. But I was taking my time because there's so much to learn right now. And I'm learning so much. And God wants me to teach in depth on the gift of discerning of spirits, because he's telling me that people got to have it. They got to have it, and I've got to simplify it so that they can receive it and utilize it. Okay, so that's going on. At the same time, there's some shifting and realigning taking place in the ministry. And I am so happy, to see this ministry growing and people taking over the reins. Because ministry only grows, brothers and sisters, as you loose the reins and let it grow. So I'm asking you, be patient with us. We're going through growing pains. And that's a very good thing. Now, I'm going to be sending, because I can't go. But I know why God is doing this, because my heart is the heart of a missionary, because that's the way God raised me up. And that's what I love, missions. So I know God's going to make a way, and I'm going to send somebody to Great Britain on a missions journey, and I'm going to send somebody to Paraguay on a missions journey, and we're going to establish ministry church in Sheffield, England, and it's going to be in the main city with the purpose of going out and covering some of the smaller villages, because what I'm learning about Paraguay is the capital city is where most people come to get jobs and things like that. But they all want to go back to the areas of their birth. And the areas where, and they want to do some. I really, really like that spirit that I'm learning and encountering through Paraguay. And and this is going to happen within the next 6 months. I'm going to be sending somebody to England to establish a church, Ted Line. And I'm going to be sending somebody to Paraguay. And see, being a missionary myself, I know what doesn't work in missions, and I know what works in missions. Thing that I've learned over those years of being a missionary that didn't work won't be worked. Everything that I know that works and needs to be done and is effective and productive, I'm going to see it in England, Great Britain, and I'm going to see it in Paraguay. Now, there's one thing that I'm noticing that Paraguay and Great Britain, where we're going to go into, have in common, and that is witchcraft. So I've got to train the missionaries that I'm going to be sending out through this ministry to how to overpower and destroy witchcraft. The seed, the roots, the works, the thoughts, the deeds, and the actions. I'm also, because I did it once before, only I'm going to put together another medical missions team comprised of doctors and nurses and dentists to go into, I want to go into Jamaica again, missions team, and I want to go into Paraguay with a medical missions team. Great Britain doesn't need it. They have socialized medicine. But just to handle basic things, you know, like we did before in Jamaica, when I formed a medical missions team, I didn't form it. In Jamaica, I was blessed that I was able to hook up with one that was already going in and out of there. And so I'm going to reconnect with them. And this time, because the medical missions team that I work with going into Jamaica was out of Canada. And so Jose has a friend, and they have a well-established medical missions team that goes into like Ecuador and Latin America. So I'm going to ask Jose to hook back up with his friend. They already, I don't know if they rent the plane or they have a plane or whatever. But anyway, I used to be affiliated with the Spirit Mercy ship. And so I'm going to reconnect. What I'm glad is God is now allowing me to reconnect with people that I have worked with in the past. And so I'm going to see where the Spirit Mercy ship is going. And if it's sailing anywhere near Paraguay, I'm going to make sure that some of the outlying places in Paraguay will get the benefit of some of the blessings that the Spirit Mercy ship carries. The last time I worked with the Spirit Mercy ship, they were transporting Jews out of Russia into Jerusalem. So you know it's been a long time. But I'm happy. You see, brothers and sisters, I learned a long time ago, wait on the Lord and let him establish the work. Let him establish everything. But while you waiting, you have to be work preparation. And you can only work in preparation if you have faith, brothers and sisters. If you have faith. And so I don't know how many of you know me, but if you do, you know I am a woman of faith. Now, I got a little message here for you all. It was for me. It was for me only because God wanted to reinforce this message to me, okay? And God gave me one word. He gave me one word this morning when I was putting that part on there about the anointing for wealth transference. But I didn't put the word on there because, truthfully, I wasn't certain if I was spelling it right. And so, and I wasn't certain if I had the correct definition. The other thing, if you're familiar with this ministry, I always tell people that you get you a dictionary and you get you a concordance. And you should have them things available when God is talking to you so you don't misunderstand what you're hearing. But this is the word God gave me to share with you. And then I'm going to do a little bit of that wealth transference And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to do more cancer praying because I got to see these people free and healed and made whole. And what God is telling me this, love them to life. Love them to life. The banner that I'm marching under in 2018 is love them to life. Love them to life. But I have to, this thing right here is so good. It was good for me. Remember, I'm trying to share this journey with you. I ain't trying to lord over nobody. I ain't trying to, really and truly, I'm just trying to share this journey. Because it is a journey. Walking with God is a journey. This is what God told me. I am not a random God, Erica. I am not a random God. So I got to tell you, God said, He is not a random God. Meaning, He doesn't spin the world and then take His hands off and wait for opportunities to step in and clean up a mess. God wants you to know He's sovereign. God wants you to know He is wise because He is wisdom. He wants you to know something this morning. His ways, although they may include hard times and pain, hear me? His ways are higher than our ways. And His ways always work together for your good. Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Then He went on to remind me that Joseph was used to save Israel and preserve God's people. This morning, do not be listening with your head. In order to partake of the blessings that God has in store for you, it's going to have to penetrate your heart. Genesis 50:20. But as for you, talking about Joseph here, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, pass as it is this day, to save much people, how? Alive. Loving you to life. In 2018, Job experienced God's faithfulness and blessings on the other side of heavy suffering. Job 42. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not. Things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. Look what Job said. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. But now mine eyes seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to the Temanite, My wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends. For you have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job hath. Therefore take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you, for him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that you have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. So Temanite, Bildad, Shuhite, and Zohar the Namathite went and did according as the Lord commanded them. The Lord also accepted Job. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first one Jemima, the name of the second Kizia, and the name of the third Karen Hapak. And in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. Lived Job 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died being old and full of days. Brothers and sisters, God released that anointing for the transference of wealth. Hear me this morning. After one person, listen, one person, God had one person send an offering here on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve or New Year's Eve night. I don't know. I didn't find it until New Year's Day. So you said, but a lot of people sent offerings. They did. But a lot of people were not Ethiopian, and a lot of people, woo! Even although they were raised in the Ethiopian church, you see God go back and look at the lineage. This Ethiopian person who sent that offering knows God through the Aramaic Bible. You see, that's why I don't get caught up in a lot of stuff. Because we all know Jesus spoke Aramaic. We know that. He also spoke Hebrew, but his native tongue would have been Aramaic. So when God connected a person who understands him through the Aramaic Bible to this ministry, they don't say nothing. But they always in the background. They always let me know they're there. Because, brothers and sisters, their lineage goes back, all the way back to the Falasha Jews, they would have been taught after the manner of Enoch, no matter who their teacher was, because of their culture. This is why I talk about the culture so much. And coming from a missionary background, understand how important culture is. Because you see, it wasn't but 12 tribes. Remember when I taught that way, way, way back? And each of us have to be descendants of one of those tribes. So God used a descendant of the Jewish people who would have come through the lineage of the Ethiopian eunuch that was baptized, hallelujah, in the river by Philip. Who never changed. Even the Christians still trace their roots back to the Ethiopian eunuch. God had that person out the clear blue sky. My clear blue sky. But as far as God was concerned, it was according to his plan and his purpose. Offering over here. I watch the offerings that God sends in here. I watch who they come from. Because I learned a long time ago, all money ain't good money. And the devil will use money to curse you just like he'll use anything else. But I'm God conscious. I'm God conscious. I know the philosophy of deliverance in Ethiopia. When God moved on that person to send that offering, I was just waiting. I knew that was a sign. And sure enough, it came forth today. I was waiting. So you see, brothers and sisters, Jesus, according to the plan and the purpose of our Father God, he let Lazarus die on purpose. He did what, Erica? You heard me. I said, Jesus, according to the plan and the purpose of our Father God, let Lazarus die on purpose so that the power of God would be displayed in Lazarus's resurrection, and people would believe. John 14 and 15. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad. Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes, not there. Why, brothers and sisters? Get this in your spirit. To the intent you may believe. I'm glad Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes that I wasn't there, to the intent now that you might believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. What you talking about? I'm talking about the message that God gave me to share with you. That he, God, is not random, that he's sovereign, that he's wise because he is wisdom, that his ways, though they may include hard times and they might include pain, his ways are higher than our ways. But as long as our hearts are set toward him, they're always going to work together. Brothers and sisters, number one, together they're going to work for our good. You see, Paul had this thorn, they say, the Bible says. It says, could it be, brothers and sisters, that Paul's thorn kept him humble? And that Paul's thorn taught him about the insufficiency of himself and the sufficiency of God's grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 through 10. For this thing I sought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, Paul. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Brothers and sisters, the death of Jesus was the most terrible act of evil ever committed. But it brought salvation to the world. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 11. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. It's a mystery why and how God allows pain and suffering, and how he intends to use it for good. Yes, God is love. Yes, God is good. Hallelujah. Yes, God is still sovereign over all of his creation. Absolutely sovereign over all of it. Isaiah 46 to 11. Remember this. And show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. A ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Brothers and sisters, while it may sound like a help to believe that suffering does not intentionally come to from God, I used to believe that. I really used to believe that. But the biblical truth is that it does. And the real comfort is in knowing that God has a plan for your pain. That God's plan, pain, is to grow you. That God's plan for your pain is to make you more like Jesus. That God's plan for your pain is to use you as his ambassador. The real comfort, hallelujah, the real comfort for you has to be in knowing God is not out of control. And in every situation with God, there is a definite purpose. At the same time, we can all agree that it typically doesn't comfort hurting people to hear stuff like everything happens for a reason. Most of the time it's said in a very insensitive manner. And I agree it shouldn't be used lightly on people in the midst of their pain. Does happen for a reason. But Jesus said, not even a bird falls from the sky apart from God. Matthew chapter 10, verse 29 through 31. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Hear this morning. Your circumstances are not random and meaningless. It's precisely because everything happens for a reason that you can trust God to fulfill his purpose and bring you safely through it. It's going to take your faith, however, to receive the blessings from God. It's going to take your faith to receive the blessings from God as the answers to your prayers are fulfilled in Jesus' name. God gave me one word, and that word was resplendent. Resplendent. I had to go over to Merriam-Webster.com dictionary, found out that the word of the day for resplendent was April 17, 2017. That day, the Merriam-Webster word of the day was resplendent. Resplendent, I looked at it, and the synonyms are splendid, magnificent, brilliant, dazzling, glittering, gorgeous, impressive, imposing, spectacular, stunning, majestic. We are about to see and experience the resplendence of God upon this earth and within this earthly realm. What does the Bible call that? The glory, brothers and sisters. The shining glory of God. The resplendent of God. Brothers and sisters, I immediately got up, called, that's why I said I called Reggie, and I told her to get ready to send out this notice. But before I did that, I went on my blog talk here. And I put, anointing for wealth transference is here right now. Get ready for this wealth transference that God is bringing forth. So how did I tie this together? And how did I know God was talking about this? Because right after he gave me that word, resplendent, I went in my computer. And I was just going to Word, and that message came up. Anointing for wealth transference is here right now. Remember me? I do hard copies of everything. You know, Reggie and Jose and Stephanie and them, they use their smartphone. I use my old-fashioned finger pointing, typing, and I type everything. And so when I went over here and I saw, come right up on this computer, this right here, anointing for wealth transference is here right now. Get ready for this wealth transference that God is bringing forth. I said, Reggie, did I teach this already? Go back in the archives and see if I taught it. But this was the beginning when God gave it to me. It ain't even that many words. It ain't even that many pages. So God said, you put this on the end of that when you tell them that I'm not random. I'm not just randomly doing anything. And I'm not a random God. I do things in order, my own order. That's what God was telling me. The anointing for wealth transference is here right now. God dropped it this morning. Get ready. And you see, in the natural, when he had the Ethiopian lady send me anointing, strictly because God told her to, send me an offering, that opened the door. I want you to learn the ways of God and how he does things. That ushered it right on in. According to your faith, be it unto you. Job 27:16-17. Though he heap up silver as the dust and prepare raiment as the clay, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. Now, here it is in the message. I'll quote your own words back to you. This is how God treats the wicked. This is what evil people can expect from God Almighty. Their children, all of them, will die violent deaths. They'll never have enough bread to put on the table. They'll be wiped out by the plague, and none of the widows will shed a tear when they're gone. Even if they make a lot of money. Oh, my God. There it is. Whoa! It's in the message. Look, God, you awesome. Even if they make a lot of money and are resplendent in the latest fashions, it's the good who will end up wearing the clothes and the decent who will divide up the money. They build elaborate houses that won't survive a single winter. They go to bed wealthy and wake up poor. Terrorists pour in on them like flash floods. A tornado snatches them away in the middle of the night. A cyclone sweeps them up, gone. Not a trace of them left, not even a footprint. Catastrophes relentlessly pursue them. They run this way and that, but there's no place to hide. Pummeled by the weather, blown to kingdom come by the storm. God's desire has always been to transfer wealth and riches from unbelievers to the hands of believers so that the believers can carry out his divine plans and purposes here on earth to usher in the kingdom of God. Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Here it is in the message. Proverbs 13:22, a good life gets passed on to the grandchildren. Ill-gotten wealth ends up with good people. A good man, in the Amplified, leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up. This speaks of an automatic wealth transfer, divinely orchestrated and directed from heaven, moving levels of wealth, property, and money from unbelievers into the hand of believers. Job 27, 16 and 17 in the Good News Translation. The wicked may have too much silver to count and more clothes than anyone needs, but some good person will wear the clothes and some honest will get the silver. Job 27, 16, 17 in the ISV. Though he hoards silver like dust, garments like clay, whatever he stores up, the righteous will wear, and the innocent will inherit that silver. God is inaugurating supernatural wealth transference. Listen up. Listen up. Listen up. All you agents of darkness, Satanists, Luciferians, devils, demons, evil angel worshipers, and worshipers of self, all you magicians, worldly men and women, all of you hidden demons that have been specializing in twisting, manipulating, and stealing the finances and the financial blessings of the men and the women of God. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and by the power of the shed blood of Jesus, I stop you, cut off your power of thievery and your ability to remain hidden and stealing and financial and money blessings inherited by the men and women and the children of God according to the word of God. Ecclesiastes 2 and 26. After all, to the person who is good in God's sight, he gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But to the sinner, he gives the troublesome task of acquiring and accumulating in order to leave it to someone who is good in the sight of God. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. The Bible says this also is pointless and chasing after the wind. Ecclesiastes 2:26 in the AK, Authorized King James. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight. The wealth transference is taking place today. The anointing has landed. The glory, brothers and sisters, from the word of God, it's going to be established. It says, for God give it to a man that is good in his sight, wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he give it travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give it to him that is good before God. It's vanity and vexation of spirit. The Message Bible says, the best you can do with your life is have a good time and get by the best you can. The way I see it, that's it, divine fate. Whether we feast or fast, it's up to God. God may give wisdom and knowledge and joy to his favorites, but sinners are assigned a life of hard labor and end up turning their wages over to God's favorites. Nothing but smoke and spitting into the wind. Proverbs 28 and 8. He that by usury and unjust gain increases his substance, for him that will pity the poor. The Living Bible. Income from exploiting the poor will end up in the hands of someone who pities them. Brothers and sisters, right now, today, it has shifted, a mega shift of divine favor, supernatural ideas. Why don't you just receive this? Why don't you just tell God, fill me up with all you got? I received this divine transference of wealth, supernatural ideas, supernatural wisdom, supernatural connections, supernatural divine opportunities, and I'm a living witness. It's already started happening. Supernatural divine arrangements of circumstances and supernatural doors aligning themselves to you and towards you. I'm telling you this morning that the wealth of the wicked is seeking you out. It's seeking you out, brothers and sisters. The wealth of the wicked is seeking you to be transformed out of the kingdom of darkness. You need to be rightly positioning yourself in the kingdom of God, because there's going to be a sudden transition as wealth and property supernaturally slips into the lives of believers for the furtherance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not going to be a man thing. It's all going to be orchestrated by the angels of the God through the heavenlies, by the angels of the armies of the Lord God. There will be no flaws. There will be no theory or monetary policy, brothers and sisters, that's going to be able to provide a viable explanation, a solution, or an answer to this phenomenon. Believers are going to rise with such alarming financial power, brothers and sisters, through the establishing of businesses and by being in possession of the best properties and assets of the world. There's going to be a change, brothers and sisters, in the world's economy, but it is not going to affect us. God to have made an appearance of supernatural miracle money. Hallelujah! God, available to his believers. There's going to be a blessing manifestation of the glory of God. There's going to be a supernatural explosion of wealth, with wealth reservoirs drained into the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Lord God is restoring his splendor. Oh, brothers and sisters, God is restoring to the earth its rightful possession of the wealth and the resources. There's going to be, watch, you'll see it, be in expectation, because there's going to be explosion of wealth into the body of Christ as this supernatural transference goes into the bank accounts, investments, goes into houses, goes into wallets, and even clothes of believers for the purpose of propagating the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that the world has and is using for evil shall be claimed by believers and used for the propagation of the gospel around the world. Proverbs 13:22. A good life to the grandchildren, ill-gotten wealth ends up with good people. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children and the wealth of the sinner. That was laid up for the just. The realm of transference. A good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is finding its way right now into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up for. Brothers and sisters, praise God. I will see you. The Lord say the same. On the tear line. The anointing for wealth transference has begun. Get ready for this wealth transference that God is bringing forth to you and me. It's already started. It started when one lady and all of you during this season, moved by God, sent an offering to the work of the Lord. All of you that ever sent a work, sent an offering here, you be in expectation. All of you that ever sent an offering to any missionary preacher, be in expectation. The wealth transference has started. I see you tomorrow.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go.
Let's try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Woo!
Ooh.